Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're in the beginning parts of chapter 2. And in that section, Paul states for us that because he decided to know nothing but Christ and him crucified, that it produced some traits in his life, and it left some others out. Because Paul made an exclusive decision to live that gospel-centered, spirit-filled life, some traits were born and some were banished. He said, "I did not come proclaiming with lofty speech or wisdom, not in plausible words of wisdom." Paul was not basing his confidence and the success of the message in his ability to impress people with $5 words. The wisdom and the philosophy of that day would have told him otherwise and would have told him, you do need to use that. If you want to be heard, Paul, if you want people to accept your message, then you had better appear and come off as wise, which Paul could have easily done. This man was brilliant. I mean, he's weaving together this brilliant case for God's wisdom right before our eyes. But his hope was not in his ability to impress. His confidence was not in his ability to speak eloquently. His confidence was in the fact that God had ordained that the gospel message itself contains all the power necessary to save and sanctify. And that is still true today. As you pray today, please remember Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. And also remember the Chaga Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.